if you don't mind, this email from Mr. Davis. It said, if Jesus had an obituary, if Jesus had an obituary is what it was entitled, it would say, Jesus Christ of Nazareth died Friday on Mount Calvary, also known as Golgotha, the place of the skull, betrayed by the apostle Judas. Jesus was crucified by the Romans by order of rulers Pontius Pilate. The causes of death were crucifixion, extreme exhaustion, severe torture, and loss of blood. Jesus Christ, the descendant of Abraham, was a member of the house of David. He was the son of the late Joseph, a carpenter of Nazareth, and Mary, his devoted mother. Jesus was born in a stable in the city of Bethlehem, Judea. He is survived by his mother Mary, his father, his faithful apostles, numerous disciples, and many other followers. Jesus was self-educated and spent most of his adult life working as a teacher. Jesus also occasionally worked as a medical doctor, and it is reported that he healed many patients. Up until the time of his death, Jesus was teaching and sharing the good news, healing the sick, touching the lonely, feeding the hungry, and helping the poor. Jesus was most noted for telling parables about his father's kingdom and performing miracles such as feeding over 5,000 people with only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, and healing a man who was born blind. On the day before his death, he held the Last Supper celebrating the Passover feast, at which he foretold his death. The body was quickly buried in a stone grave, which was donated by Joseph, a loyal friend of the family. By the order of Pontius Pilate, a boulder was rolled in front of the tomb. Roman soldiers were put on guard. In lieu of flowers, the family has requested that everyone try to live as Jesus did. Donations may be sent to anyone in need. Amen. We can go home, can't we? Isn't that a beautiful obituary? Oh, but he didn't stay in the grave, y'all. There's another story. Amen. If you have your Bibles this morning, if you would turn, amen, to the book of Luke. Amen. We've been hearing this book all day long. Luke chapter 24. Luke chapter 24. When you find it, say amen. Luke chapter 24. We're going to look at we're going to begin at verse 13. And I would have to read all the way down to verse 32 to cover my sermon. So we're going to read verse 13, and then we're going to pick up verse 32. Is that all right? So we're going to hang out there in the middle. Amen. Luke chapter 24, verse 13 reads as follows. And behold, two of them that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 60 furlongs. Let's read 14. And they talked together of all the things which had happened. Amen. Jump down to verse 34. Verse 32. And they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? Thus ends the reading of God's word. You may be seated. I want to talk about this morning, if you guys will give me a few minutes, The ministry of the risen Savior. The ministry of the risen Savior. My brothers and sisters, all the Gospels teach about the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. But none stand out more to me than this particular passage of Scripture in Luke chapter 24, amen, verses 13 through 32. Amen. These are the things which happened, amen, after the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning we celebrate Easter, and we know what we all like to say, Christ is risen. Amen. I mean, actually risen. Alive from death. And then he's busy, as we see in our scripture, he's busy, active, working. Let's see what he's doing right here. Amen. Can we walk this thing this morning? Amen. And see what, I mean, the ministry of the risen Savior. There's a ministry in the risen Savior. We talk about his ministry throughout, amen, his 3 years after he began to preach, amen, at 30 years old. In those 3 years that he healed the sick, that he raised the dead, that he taught his disciples, that he selected his disciples, that he fed the 5,000. Jesus Christ did some miraculous things. Amen. Amen. But none more miraculous than hanging and dying on that cross. Amen. At Calvary. Amen. Amen. Let's look at this. And I'm going to read this from the New Living Translation because I really want us to get a grasp on what's going on here. And I got 10 minutes. Woo. Amen. That same day, two of Jesus' followers were walking to the village of Emmaus, 7 miles from Jerusalem. As they walked along, they were talking about everything that had happened, and they talked, they discussed these things. Jesus himself suddenly came and began walking with them, but God kept them from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing so intently as you walk along?" They stopped short, sadness across, written across their faces. Then one of them, Cleophas replied, "You must be the only person in Jerusalem who hasn't heard about all the things that has happened there in the last few days." Jesus replied in verse 14, "What things?" In verse 19, the things that happened to Jesus, the man from Nazareth," they said. "He was a prophet who did powerful miracles." Y'all listen to this. "And he was a mighty teacher in the eyes of God and all people. But our leading priests and other religious leaders handed him over to be condemned to death, and they crucified him." New Living Translation says this in verse 21. "We had hoped he was the Messiah who had come to rescue Israel. This all happened 3 days ago." Did y'all see that? "We had hoped." King James Version, my brother and sister, says, verse 21, it says, "But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel." These guys at the death of Jesus Christ are walking down the road kicking rocks. Amen. And so many of us do in our lives. The victory is ours. I told y'all a few minutes ago, we're on a winning team. Keytron, we already won. But we act like we're defeated sometimes. Amen? The ministry of the risen Christ. Those of you who take notes this morning, write this down. The risen Christ clarifies emotions. Look at verse 17. When we started verse 17, he says, "What are you discussing so intently as you're walking along?" They stopped and they had sadness written all over their face. Jesus Christ is very in tune, amen, with our emotional state, with our tears, with our worries, with our sorrows, because as they walked after he was crucified, as they walked along the road, he joins in with them as they're walking, and these guys are having a pity party. Anybody ever had one of those? Verse 17, he deals with their sadness. Amen. So the risen Christ clarifies our emotions. And this characterizes those disciples at that particular time. Look at how they feel. sadness in verse 17, confusion in verse 19 and 20. Amen. Verse 21, they feel defeated. Look at verses 23. Well, let's start at verse 22. Then some women from a group of his followers were at the tomb early in the morning, and they had come back with an amazing report. They said his body was missing, and they had seen angels who had told them that Jesus is alive. Some of our men ran out to see, and sure enough, his body was gone, just as the women had said. Now, my brothers and sisters, not only are we dealing with sadness, or we're dealing with confusion and defeat, but we're also dealing with misunderstanding. They don't know what's going on. Have you ever had those emotions going on in your life? This is what these disciples and these women are feeling on this particular day. If we go back in history, amen? And then what I like about this, my brothers and sisters, is that Jesus Christ hung around long enough to clear their emotions. Woo! I'm preaching better than y'all saying amen this morning. And Christ still works in this same realm of emotions. Amen? He's concerned about how you feel, especially about him, especially about his word, especially about what's going on. Amen? Are you worried or troubled or confused this morning? Christ is a healer of troubled emotions. I just don't know which way to go. I don't know what church to go to. I don't know how to get my children straightened out. I don't know how I'm going to pay these bills. Let me tell you something. He wants to get right in your business right along with you this morning. Amen. On this day that he rose again, and he rose with all power in his hands. Power over anything that's going on in your life. We can only please God through faith, my brothers and sisters. Have faith that he's going to bring you out whatever you may be in this morning. I don't care what it is. Woo, that's good stuff. And then look at my brothers and sisters. Look at what Jesus Christ does here. Not only does he clarify our emotions, but he also explains the scripture. Have you ever read your Bible and say, I just can't. You keep on reading it, that just don't make sense to me. Stick with it, because Christ himself, the Spirit of God, will clarify the scriptures to you. Amen? He will clarify this, even if he says, you know what, put that King James down and go get you a New Living Translation. Put that King James down and go get you an NIV, because you're not there yet. These, thous, and those. You know, some of us, we wasn't top of the class. Amen. We got CDs. You can put it in. I got the King James Version and the New Living Translation. I just put it in the car, narrated with music and everything. There is a way, my brothers, for us to understand. There's no need for us to be ignorant. And then if you don't want to read it, your preacher read it for you. Amen. Your Sunday school teacher, come on to Sunday school, they'll read it for you. Where there's a will, there's a way. But Jesus is concerned, and he wants us to understand what his word is and what his word is talking about. Amen? If y'all want me to hoop, I'll hoop in a minute. Y'all just sit down on me this morning. All right. Look at verse 25. Then Jesus said to them, I'm in the New Living Translation because some of us need that, you foolish people. You find it so hard to believe all the prophets, that all the prophets wrote in the scriptures. Wasn't it clearly predicted that the Messiah would have to suffer all these things before entering his glory? Then Jesus took them through the writings of Moses and all the prophets, explaining from all the scriptures the things concerning himself. So he took the book and said, come here, boy. Y'all running, kicking these rocks. Come over here, give me this Bible. Let me show you what I see. Look at this right here. Y'all think he did it like that? I'm going to tell y'all, when we have these pity parties, he's not happy about it. Anybody ever got in trouble for crying for nothing? Anybody got a whooping for what you crying for? Keep on crying for nothing. Boy, you better come here, Johnny, up there singing them songs. You run around here talking about you can't make it. Some of y'all in trouble right now because you're running around kicking rocks. Jesus, be gone. I don't know what I'm going to do. Thanks, Sister Roberta. He ain't going to never leave us nor forsake us. And if he had to take us and put us in the Word, if he had to take us, pull us, and put us in the Word, he'll do it. Any of you fellas ever decided, you know, I'm not going, I'm through, man, I ain't. Every channel you turn on, nobody greater. We fall down, but we get, you looking for some other, you looking for some Lil Wayne. Take the shackles off my feet so I can dance. Yeah, wait, they play that on K104. You go to the club and it's a dude out in front of the club preaching. Oh, that just happened to me. You try to call that girl and she, you know, I've been really thinking about going to, what? Going to church. You call that brother, you know, I really been, man, Lord, been, Lord dealing with you? I'm going to go past 12:30. The disciples had failed to understand the scripture, my brothers and sisters. They were looking for maybe a political Messiah. These guys are just kind of out there, amen? Look at verse, if you go back up to verse 21, if you go back up to verse 21, what they say in verse 21? We had hoped he was a Messiah who had come to rescue Israel. You know, they had hope. They were looking for, you know, they were looking for something, looking for love in all the wrong places with their own minds. But you got to get into the Spirit of God and understand his things, amen? We approaching him in the flesh. They had missed the key Old Testament teaching. And then my brothers and sisters, do not cancel out the Old Testament, amen? Because this whole thing works together. Amen. It's kind of like forgetting about how y'all, sometimes you gotta remember how you used to be when you went together. Gotta go back to the foundation. Amen. Me and Candy went through some old pictures. Man, it was so funny the other day. We got a picture when we first officially started liking each other. I had on some Bugle Boy shorts. And they was tight. Blue jean Bugle Boy shorts. Y'all remember the ones that had the yellow stripe? It had Bugle Boy down the side. Y'all remember those? And I had on some BKs, some black and white BKs. But we go way back, Candy. We go way back. And she was standing there with them big old glasses on. Smiling. You know, that was back when, you know, black guys and white girls, that was a problem. We went to the office over that. Okay, I got to get back on track. Christ in his ministry expounded the prophets. He's the subject of the prophecy. He pointed to unity of the Old Testament and the New Testament. He put it all together. Amen. Knowing Christ explains the Bible. The Bible is usable and it should be understanding for us. Amen. Confused by the Bible's meaning and purpose is where these disciples were. They were confused. But he cleared it up for them. Amen. And knowing, this is the thing about it, my brothers and sisters, that, and I'm going to say this, and y'all stay with me. Please stay with me. These disciples knew Christ, even though they were struggling a little bit. But see, he knew their emotional state. He knew that they were having an issue with what was already written, what they had been taught, what they had heard. But look at this. If you receive no revelation of the Word of God, you might need to go back, rewind the tape to make for certain that you truly have a relationship with Jesus Christ. I'm sorry. I just had to. But if you can't ever get nothing out of the Word and you can't ever get anything out of church, where the Spirit is, there is liberty. My brothers and sisters, we ought to be able to come here and get something out of it. Amen. And if you're somewhere where you're getting nothing, you need to move around. But because of their relationship with Jesus Christ, he sees them struggling. And you know what he does? after he had risen, after he had risen from the dead, he walks with them. And then he said, "You boy, y'all, this is what I was, this is what the word says." Sometimes y'all know where he'll just snatch us up and tell us what his word says because we have a relationship with him. Any of your kids ever just been struggling with a spelling word? You just, come here, let me. This is what the word is. Sound it out. You couldn't ride your bike. You old enough to be able to ride that bike. You 12 years old. You the only one in the neighborhood with no bike. And then your daddy get out there. He finally get tired of you making a fool out of yourself. And then he get out there and he, come on, but we finna ride. We gonna ride. Photo this day is over. We gonna ride this bike. Johnny, you been there? And that's what he will do if we have, but see, because I had a relationship with my dad, there were things that he just grabbed me and said, son, this is what you need to know. And this is how you do it. Amen. Y'all know Jesus will get all up in our business. Amen. Hallelujah, somebody. I told you, if y'all say amen, I'll hurry up and finish. And then, look, my, not only will he help us with his word, but he'll also reveal himself. Woo, look at this. He revealed himself. Look at verse 28. Look at verse 28. And they drew nigh unto the village. I'm going to go to New Living Translation. But this time they were nearing Emmaus and the end of their journey. Jesus acted as if he were going on, but they begged him, stay the night with us since it's getting late. So he went home with them. Verse 30 says, as they sat down to eat, he took the bread and he blessed it. Did y'all see? Is that in your Bible? They broke it and gave it to, and he broke it and gave it to them. Suddenly their eyes were open and they recognized him. And at that moment, he disappeared. The risen Christ, my brothers and sisters, the ministry of the risen Christ reveals himself. Ta-da! Isn't it amazing when we're going through things and when we don't understand things and when God shows us things through his word and then all of a sudden you get it. And then guess what? He says, she got it. I gotta go. I got somebody else. I gotta help Keytron over here. And then guess what? When that next test comes, what come here? You can't understand this. I know we all scared of revelations. Oh, that book, oh, don't get that revelations. I heard somebody tell, don't read revelations. That'll run you crazy. I heard it. What foolishness. These disciples failed, my brothers and sisters, to understand him. Some were too battered, broken by what had happened. Some of us, there's so many things that have gone on in our lives. Some of us have been so messed up. See, let me tell you what Orange Chapel is. Orange Chapel is a church where folks that have been hurt and wounded in other churches come. All of us got messed up somewhere. Amen. This preacher right here got hurt at another church. God sent us all down here with some of us got bullet wounds. Some of y'all been cut. Some got patches on your eye, knee braces. Just telling y'all what we are. But they had been broken and battered by what happened to their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who they thought. Some were too busy, already involved in other pursuits. Some were too messed up and looking for wrong things to get into. See, what happened when Jesus Christ died? Y'all know what those disciples did? Just what some of us do. They scattered. Like roaches. And y'all, I had an apartment in college that had roaches. And you hit that light and they... That's just to make it real so we understand it this morning. Jesus died. They looked. They saw him. They put him in a tomb. And he gone. We thought he was the one. Isn't it amazing how the disciples asked the same question that John the Baptist asked? Are you the one? We thought he was the one. Even John the Baptist had a little question in his mind. Okay, give me 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Christ reveals himself. Amen. Once he enters, then they invite him in to sup with them. And when he is established inside, once he sits down inside, then what he begins to teach. Once you realize who he is and you let him in, then he begins to really work some things out in your life. Amen? Christ reveals himself only. Christ, do you understand that when they were walking, they didn't really know who he was? But he did not reveal himself until he was invited. Hallelujah, somebody. Until he was invited into the house. You have to invite Christ into your life. Joining a church don't have nothing to do with your salvation. This is a place where we get fueled up, where we get excited, where we work. But he didn't reveal, Mr. Braxton, he didn't reveal himself. Boy, that right there made me want to get on a good foot and like Jane Brown used to do with that. Boy, that Miss Roberta, we invite him in. See, some of us can't feel him, can't see him, don't get any understanding because we haven't truly invited him into our situation, into our house. Blaming the preacher because you can't get nothing out of it. You haven't invited Christ in. Try the Spirit by the Spirit to know if it's of God. See, what I say comes from God because I'm not smart enough to do this. Amen? So if you don't have Christ in you, and I'm talking Christ stuff, and he filters it all, then that's why you miss it. Maybe you need to invite him into your life. The ministry of the risen Savior. Amen? Christ, then the risen Savior, my brothers, the risen Christ, you know what the risen Christ does? It affects our heart. Look at verse 32. And they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way and while he opened to us the scriptures? The disciples had a unique experience. Come on, Tony, we're finna close out. They had a unique experience. Only after everything was finished did they realize. In retrospect, their hearts burned within them. Christ touches our hearts. Amen? He changes our hearts, and he gives new life through our new hearts. How many of us are different people since we accepted Jesus Christ into our lives? Amen? We still have some issues, but there's something different about us. Amen? Christ provides purpose. He provides forgiveness. He provides freedom. And he also provides peace in our lives. That's why some of you are going through a storm right now, but you have peace within you because he's fixed your heart. Are y'all going to pray with me? The risen Christ rebukes unbelief. The disciples missed the truth. They failed to know the scripture. They failed to understand him. They failed to see what God was doing. Christ rebuked failure to see the truth. Note strong words, my brothers and sisters. If you look in the King James Version, it says the word fools. It says sluggard at heart. Rebuke was for failure to see the truth. It was not for rejection of the truth, but it was a failure for seeing the truth. Amen? They didn't reject it. They just failed to see it. Amen? Christ rebukes slowness and failure to believe. These things are true in and of themselves. Whether or not you choose to believe doesn't change the nature of the truth. Just because you don't believe that he's always there doesn't mean it's not true. Amen. Just because you don't believe that he's a healer doesn't mean that it's not necessarily true. But faith activates everything that we're about, my brothers and sisters. Amen. There's a true ministry in the risen Savior. There were a lot of things that went down, amen, when my Lord and Savior gave his life on Calvary for you and I. Amen. He had some brothers that had been traveling along with him for a mighty long time that betrayed him. Amen. That denied him. Amen. Even Brother Thomas, amen, didn't believe. And he said, I'm not going to believe that he's risen until I see the nail prints in his hand. Ain't God all right? But I'm so glad, my brothers and sisters, that we serve an on-time God. Amen. That shows up and he shows out in any situation and circumstance if we have truly accepted him. That he will get all up in our business if we've invited him. Are y'all going to pray with me? Amen. The Bible says that even the disciple Thomas said, I'm not going to believe unless I see the nails in his hand. And when he got the disciples all together, when Jesus got the disciples together, he said, listen, I want all y'all to come. Even Thomas. And he told Thomas, look here. These are the nails that are in my hand. The nails are the nail prints are in my feet. Are y'all going to pray with me? Now the Lord began to deal with me on this, my brothers and sisters, and I'm done. But I began to think about the song that we sing, The Blood Still Works. And it'll never lose its power. Ain't God all right? And I began to think about all the places that blood ran from my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Are y'all going to pray with me? The Bible says that they put a crown of thorns upon his head. Ain't God all right? And if they put a crown of thorns upon his head, that means blood came from his head. Are y'all going to pray with me? Sometimes my brothers and my sisters, you and I may not think right. We may sin even with our minds. But because blood was shed from the head, that tells me that even my thoughts are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. Ain't God all right? The Bible says that they put nails in his hands. That means that sometimes I touch stuff that I ain't got no business touching. And if blood came from his hands, ain't God all right? Those sins that I committed with my hands are already covered. Are y'all going to pray with me? The Bible says that they pierced him in the side. That means that blood ran from his side. Ain't God all right? That means sometime my brothers and my sisters, those that are close to me, those that I'm in relationship with, sometimes I might mess up to those who are along with me. That means the blood covers the sins that I may commit with those who are next to me. Ain't God all right? The Bible says that they put nails in his feet. Ain't God all right? That means that blood ran from my Lord and Savior's feet. Are y'all going to pray with me? That means that the sins that I commit, some of the places that I may walk, some of the places that I may go, the blood still works and it will never lose its power. I'm so glad that I serve a risen Savior. He got up with all power in his hands. Power over sickness, power over death, power over hell. Ain't God all right? I'm so glad that I've accepted him as my Lord and Savior. Because when I don't know, he'll make me know. Ain't God all right? He'll get all in my business. Ain't he all right? Hallelujah. 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 Raise your hand if you're sure this evening. Raise your hand if you're sure. I'm sure. I'm sure that he got up. I'm sure that he's in heaven preparing a place for me and for you. Hallelujah. Excuse me, church. I went 15 minutes old. Hallelujah. Woo! The ministry of the risen Savior. Understand, he's still in ministry right now. Because what he did was he passed the torch to Brother Darrell. He passed the torch to Brother Johnny, Sister Roberta, Minister Smith. He passed the torch to each and every one of us. Hallelujah. We have an opportunity to do ministry just like Jesus Christ did. And let me tell you something. When he rose again, Patrina, he let us know that death is not final for those who are in him. We don't die, y'all. We just go to sleep. He has power over death, over Satan and hell and all of those things. Does anyone in here today that has never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, today would be a great day. Amen. And if you're not sure, you know what? We might well do it again just to make sure. And have your shoes ever kept on coming untied? Everywhere you go, the shoes untied again. And then you learn how to do that double knot. Ain't nothing wrong with a double knot. Come on back up here. If you're not sure. If it seems like your life just keep coming apart. And I keep on praying and I keep on going to church. And I